Time now to speak to Ruth Epstein, who covers our area for the Republican American. And we chat with Ruth every Monday, taking a look at some of the stories she has covered already and some of the stories that are coming up. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. How are you this morning?
I am fine after two cold mornings. I actually put the furnace on. I turned it on Saturday, bought all the plants in on a Saturday afternoon, and even though it's going to get a little bit warmer, I couldn't wake up anymore to a house at 52 degrees.
and then it looks like a little frost on the trees this morning on the meadow.
Anyway, I want to start off with your fine newspaper. Bridget Ruthman reported a story out that, yes, indeed, there is now a lawsuit pending against the town of Salisbury from a John Doe out of a lawyer in New Jersey. People had contacted me and said they're only suing for $15,000. And so I said, no, in excess of $15,000. It doesn't say the amount. But this opens up a pretty big can of worms for Salisbury to go back through the years to the history books and try to defend itself.
Yeah, well, this is the case against Art Wilkinson, who was recreation director for more than 30 years and all kinds of allegations of sexual misconduct. And you and I have been on this story,
day one.
Last year when you had the interview with someone who claimed he was abused, and that opened up a real, not can of worms, but it did open up dialogue, and the selectmen at that time held a meeting, as you well remember, and gave people an opportunity to talk. They then hired an investigative firm, and that firm concluded that there were there were notices of impropriety that went on. That's how what they concluded. And now we have the town being sued by this individual who claims he was sexually abused. So, as you say, we'll see what happens and how the town handles it.
Well, the interesting thing about the article is in the article, the person that is suing, the lawyer said that they spoke to two other person's friends who also said the same thing. So you've got to think now that the town really has got a tiger by the tail here. And
yeah,
it's going to be interesting. Already people have written me, well, how come they're suing the town and not Art Wilkinson? And I said, well, I don't know whether Art can be sued, to be quite honest with you. I mean, you've got to have charges, so I guess you start off where you start off.
Yeah. Are there statutes of limitation on this?
I think to go against Art, I think there are. Something has to be committed in a certain period of time. But if a report that the town hired agrees that something happened, it's a very big question.
Yeah,
that's going to be answered in the next probably 6 months.
In a very ugly situation.
Yeah.
Very unfortunate. Yeah. So it was kind of we had meetings this week, lots of selectmen's meetings in Region 1, as you remember. We talked about last Monday was just one upon another.
Yeah.
The towns are still dealing with COVID, different ways of handling town halls and closures and meetings and so forth. And we're just waiting it out to see what happens. And also schools, we're just waiting to see, if they will continue to operate in the mode they are or whether things will change. Everything is so uncertain. We just don't know.
And now you look at the numbers for Salisbury. Salisbury now has 25 reported cases of COVID-19. And
yeah. Kent has 22, I hear.
Yeah, and yeah. Sharon back up to 15. But it's something that's still around. And every 2 weeks when I speak to Mark Herko from the Sharon Hospital, they're treating patients on a daily basis with it.
Yeah.
So it's, and we're just starting to come into flu season, so it should be a harrowing couple of months coming up.
Oh, unbelievable! And then we did cover the story of the posting on the Northwest Chatter about remarks made about Maria Horn and the controversy there with the election. Well, just about a little bit more than a month away. Things are heating up, and signs are up, proliferating around the area. So as you and I have both said, it's probably going to be a close race once again between Brian Oler and Rhea Horn.
You know, it was close when Brian was defeated by Roberta. It was close, not when Brian won, but it was close when Maria Horn defeated Brian. So it's going to be, no matter how you look at it, it's going to be a close race. It just is.
Yeah, yep.
You know, I want to give credit to Maria Horn and some other people in the tri-state region that upon the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg I think Kent, there was one here that Maria set up, and also over in New York State in Amenia, there were vigils that were set up by individuals that were all very well attended.
Incredible. And something very noteworthy, and I'm glad our region does take part in things that are really very important. Looking ahead, Marshall, I'm not so sure we have too much this week. We do have that Planning and Zoning Commission hearing in Falls Village, which has become a very controversial issue on the affordable housing plan.
I think that's on Wednesday.
That's Wednesday, yeah. And that's at 6:30, I believe. And it will be Zoomed, and this is the one where they want to put some houses down on Lime Rock Station, and people are really, several are against it, and of course, so as with everything, it's gotten rough and tumble.
Wednesday there'll be a meeting where it's all presented, and then the Planning and Zoning will actually hold a meeting after that and vote on it.
Yeah, the decision will be coming down, and it's been going on for a few months now, and they're getting all their reports in order, and we'll see what happens. You know, and always, have we ever seen an affordable housing project go without a motion?
No.
So, we have an ABC meeting this week.
That's on Wednesday, too,
I believe. Wednesday.
Yep.
I think it's, yeah. So, again, we thank goodness for you and Mike Flint, because you guys help me tremendously. If I can't make it, I can tune in to your cast, your videos.
And I do believe the Sharon Board of Selectmen have their meeting, which is live or on Zoom
on Tuesday,
as well.
Sort of. That two meetings a month gets me discombobulated. Cornwall does it, but somehow I have a hard time with Sharon.
Well, you also have that story out of Cornwall about the ugly bridge.
Oh, my goodness. That's the story. Yes, yeah. That's a diversion from everything else that's going on. We have people just really upset about the bridge, this little bridge on Cogswell Road. They don't like the aesthetics of it. So it's taken on a story of its own, and it's interesting to listen to that. And just as a little humorous aside, we have the Region 1 Board of Ed hired Liam O'Reilly, who you know well.
Yes, very well.
Who did videos for you for a long time, and I enjoyed covering meetings with him in the special education department at Housatonic, and his boss is Liam O'Reilly, the other Liam O'Reilly. So we're going to have two of them in that department, and it's going to be interesting to see. A little bit of maybe confusion when the names are called, but it's kind of a cute story.
Yeah. And we just met the Sharon Marathon, which is benefits the Sharon Daycare Center. The Sharon Classic Road Race is being done virtually, as is
the crop walk.
So.
Yes, crop walk, which is, so people should get out there and do their thing and raise money for all these organizations. Can't do it in person, but at least you can do it with others or whatever, and so I mean, everybody's got to think out of the box these days. Try and raise money for their causes.
That's it.
Interesting.
All right, Ruth.
All right, Marshall. I hope you warm up.
I will warm up, and you warm up, and I'll speak to you next week.
Very good.
Take care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report, rep-am.com on the web.